Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Good afternoon, my followers. Last time we talked about the outlook of the 2026. This is Evan Slam from UBS Financial. And now I want to really talk about the market risk this year, because it's, as mentioned last time, that everybody is very bullish on the market because the economic data has been very stable and more on the positive side. So, for example, the inflation hovering around 2.6-2.7%. Productivity is more than 2%. Corporate earning is still on the rise. And so give the market a lot of momentum. I think the risk this year is still largely, I call it the Trump risk, especially related to geopolitical, and also the risk associated with the private equity valuation. So let's talk about how we make money last year. Either you do the tacos, that means that Trump will chicken out, and after he announced anything, you kind of buy on the dip, and then later on he revise it or he cancel, you know, the announcement, and then the market rebound. So that has been working very well. So whether we will continue to work this year, we don't know. For example, there's a few items that we have been, the market has been trading on already. Number one, of course, the interest rate cap at 10%. Now, whether it's time to get more on the credit card companies, because this is beyond the presidential authority to control interest rate. And then recently, also, they instructed the Fannie Mae and the Freddie Mac to buy $200 billion of the bonds outstanding. And automatically, before they do anything, the 30-year mortgage has dropped down already. So sometimes work, sometimes, you know, we just have to see. And so the greatest question is that on a geopolitical, my humble opinion is that the Middle East war is not settled. I mean, it's still ongoing. And the Ukraine war, my humble opinion is, again, will be ongoing. I don't think Russia and Ukraine or Europe want to yield onto the Donbass region. And then we have, of course, the Venezuela. And the imminent risk is Iran, whether we will attack or somehow protect the democracy of Iran is questionable, but I don't see that as a major risk for the market, because this is really, I think it is pricing. The only items that I don't think the market is pricing is the risk of U.S. invading Greenland. As you heard yesterday, the Denmark government has basically prepared the soldiers to fight, to protect Greenland in terms of any military invasion or actions. So the key is we are right now at economic war, or really at war between China and Russia already. So can we afford a major war with the whole of Europe, which is our allies? I think this is depending on Trump's recommendation. And the key is that it's all about mineral rights, because right now, under the current treaty, the U.S. military have full access to build any naval base, military base, or have any, you know, a soldier station in Greenland. So the key is whether we want to acquire the minimal rights at Greenland through invasion or through negotiation. That will be the biggest risk, I think, for the market. Now, the other risk is later this year, the direction of the market will be dictated by the IPOs of a few major private equity companies. Of course, you know, OpenAI is good. It's a good example. Right now is valued at $500 billion, $600 billion. And the market expectation is that at IPO, OpenAI is $1 trillion. Now, whether it's going to be $1 trillion will set the dictation of the market, direction of the market. And then also we're looking at, of course, the SpaceX as well. So those are the two key risks. The second risk is whether, you know, fear of missing out, whether the institutional investor will continue with the practice of doing and getting into the market because of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. This is something that we want to see later this year. Thank you very much for listening in.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/the Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.